Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Friday, March 17th. U.S. equity futures are up modestly, so you have S&P futures up 6 points. It's about 15 basis points. NASDAQ futures are up just 7 points, which is just 5 basis points. And then Dow futures are up 35 points, which is about 11 basis points. The major European indices are rallying about 1% overall. You're seeing outperformance in basic resources, tech, banks, and energy. Energy is especially strong, up over 3%. Basic resources are up over 2%. And then some of the traditional safer haven groups like utilities, healthcare, staples, and real estate are underperforming, but nothing is really getting hit very hard in Europe. And then Asia was green across the board. You had the Hang Seng up about 1.6%. Nikkei rallied 1.2%. So very slow evening and morning of news. A few items are in focus. China came out at 5 a.m. and cut the triple R rate by 25 basis points. I don't think this is really terribly important for the macro narrative. It's certainly not negative, but it was somewhat expected. Most assumed that they would be taking this rate down going forward. And they're still moving pretty cautiously on the monetary policy front. And the PBOC did reiterate that, you know, they are not, quote unquote, going to flood the market with liquidity. So not negative, but I don't think it's a huge game-changing event. On the Fed, the Fed reports its balance sheet update every Thursday night. The numbers last night revealed a huge spike in discount window borrowing and then some borrowing on this new facility that they announced last Sunday. Massive increase in discount. And, if you add those two numbers together, huge increase, higher than the peak from 2008. So, this is, on the one hand, it does signal, enormous stress in banking markets over the last week. That shouldn't surprise anyone. I know some are trying to spin this as the return of quantitative easing because the balance sheet is growing now once again. This is not quantitative easing. It's not asset purchases. It's borrowing, it's lending. So I think there's an important distinction. There's a lot of optimism about, quasi-quantitative easing or quasi-quantitative easing starting again. That's really not what's happening. But again, not necessarily negative. Fed balance sheet growth overall tends to correlate with higher stock prices, but just keep that distinction in mind. Otherwise, relatively quiet in terms of big macro news. Obviously, the banks are very much in focus. They're going to stay in focus for the coming weeks and months. I think that the negative feedback loop that had been in place for the last week or so is starting to break down, which is positive. Doesn't mean that the regional banks are about to surge back to where they were by any means. I put out a long update last night on kind of where things stand with the banks. Even if you are seeing kind of the deposit panic start to abate, these banks are certainly not out of the water by any means. You're probably going to see deposit costs go up. You're probably going to see loan growth go down as these banks deliberately begin to shrink. You could have some capital return at risk in terms of dividends and buybacks. First Republic came out right after the close last night, basically said they're going to be shrinking going forward as they evaluate their balance sheet. And then they also suspended the dividend. I don't know if anyone else is at risk of that type of an action, but directionally, I think the whole industry is probably going to move that way on the regional front. And then on the regulatory front, you're going to have, there are definitely going to be ramifications of what happened as far as the Fed imposing some of the more stringent rules, requirements, and stress test processes on these mid-sized banks. So again, just a lot of headwinds to work through going forward, but I think you are breaking kind of that negative feedback loop that that dominated for the last week. FedEx was the only real important earnings report out. It was very bullish, and then as far as upside on earnings, margins, and guidance, but it's really all a function of extremely aggressive cost cutting, not so much kind of a dramatic improvement in the demand macro backdrop. If anything, the commentary on demand remains relatively cautious, but they are moving very aggressively on cost cutting, it's a relatively company specific story. And that is pretty much everything for today as far as big news items are concerned. There was an announcement out of Beijing that President Xi will be traveling to Russia next week. This was expected. Reports suggested that this trip would occur sometime in March. China has been quite explicit in publishing a peace plan for Ukraine. I'm sure that will dominate the talks between Xi and Putin next week. There might be some optimism based on China's recent success in brokering a détente between Saudi Arabia and Iran, that they could have success in doing the same for Ukraine, although I doubt you're going to see an imminent end to this conflict. But that certainly is something to watch next week. For today's calendar specifically, there's really not much on it. You are going to get the latest Michigan inflation expectations for March, which will be watched closely, but I doubt those are going to be terribly market moving. And that is everything for today. Next week, obviously, the Fed will dominate. I think you're looking at a 25 basis point hike, but the real focus will be on kind of forward guidance. The market assumes that whatever they do next week will be the final hike for the cycle, with rate hikes starting relatively quickly. I think they're going to push back on expectations for imminent aggressive rate cuts. But I certainly think that the market is accurate in pricing in the end of the rate hike cycle. And then I think the balance sheet next week is going to be a real wild card as far as quantitative tightening is concerned. Do they slow that? Do they halt it completely? If you go back in the past, Powell has kind of de-emphasized the quantitative tightening process as a main tool in the fight against inflation, which would seem to give him a lot of leeway to kind of slow it or stop it. And then there also are liquidity considerations to keep in mind, too. You've had a lot of market stress in terms of just the mechanics, the plumbing of markets, which quantitative tightening is exacerbating. So by shutting that off, you could help to alleviate some of the market functioning stresses. And that is everything for today, Friday, March 17th. Thank you for listening.